How to heal skin tears in senior skin. Last week, Dorothy, 85 years young, showed me a red, shallow, open wound on her left shin. I peeled the skin off a couple of weeks ago and it's still oozing. Why isn't it getting any better? I asked her, "Well, how have you been treating it?" She answered, "I keep it clean with peroxide twice a day and put a bandage over it at night to protect my sheets. I just don't understand why it hasn't healed. Is that because I'm older now and on a blood thinner?" "Not necessarily. It might be because you're just not giving it a chance to heal." But I'm keeping it nice and clean. Isn't that what hydrogen peroxide does?" "Using hydrogen peroxide works fine to clean up a new cut, a scrape, or a tear. The problem is when you use peroxide to clean your wound every day. Hydrogen peroxide will actually injure any new tissue trying to grow. Every time you've cleaned your wound using peroxide, you're actually harming it. That's why it's not healing." "Okay, well, what about rubbing alcohol instead?" "Using rubbing alcohol for cleaning cuts isn't any better than using the hydrogen peroxide. Using rubbing alcohol to clean a cut or an open sore doesn't clean it any better than soapy water. It causes more problems as well as stings like the dickens." "Like hydrogen peroxide, both ethyl alcohol and isopropyl alcohol work just fine to clean intact skin. But if you use either of them on open cuts or wounds, you actually damage your cells and slow down the healing process. When bumped or scraped against something hard, a senior's skin is more fragile and will often tear instead of cut, or actually peel off the top layer. Once you've cleaned the wound well the first time, don't scrub it again or use rubbing alcohol or hydrogen peroxide to keep it clean. Using those strong chemicals doesn't help. Instead, they slow down the healing process by damaging and killing off the cells that are trying to grow back. If your owie is deep or bleeding profusely, you need to seek immediate medical attention. Otherwise, you can usually treat a simple skin tear quite successfully by using a moist, transparent dressing. For faster wound healing and to prevent scarring, a little moisture is a good thing. For senior skin that rips easily, a thin, transparent dressing like brand name Tegaderm often will work amazingly well. Cleaning it and then using this transparent dressing over the ripped area can save that peeled back layer of skin and speed up the healing process. Tegaderm and other similar special dressings are available in most pharmacies and in all medical supply stores. Here are 7 steps to successfully treating a skin tear. Number 1, wash it gently. Carefully wash the ripped skin and the area around it with soapy water. Don't rub and scrub, and try to avoid using disinfectants like hydrogen peroxide or rubbing alcohol. Those do not remove bacteria any better than soap and water and can actually make your wound worse. Number 2, apply direct pressure to the wound to stop any bleeding. Press down firmly on the wound with gauze or a towel for at least a minute. Avoid the temptation to peek. Letting up on the pressure can cause bleeding to start up again. Applying firm pressure to the wound stimulates your clotting factors to stop the bleeding more quickly. Using ice over the gauze or towel and elevating it can also help reduce bleeding a little faster. Number 3, and this is critically important, carefully put the torn skin back in place and match the edges as best as you can. You do not want to cut off that top layer of skin that's been skinned off. You want to lay it back down. If you don't, you'll end up with an open wound, which will take forever to heal and will scar. If your skin flap is still attached, laying the skin back down after cleaning it will allow it to heal with minimal or no scarring. Number four, cover the wound with a transparent dressing like Tegaderm. Tegaderm is a transparent, water-resistant dressing that protects wounds while they heal. It will keep your skin flap in place, protect it from dirt and bacteria, and keep it moist, which all promotes healing. Number five, leave the transparent dressing on for at least 2 to 3 days. Tegaderm dressings will allow the skin to breathe and are best left in place for several days before changing them out. You should check it every day and replace it if you see lots of blood or fluid pooling underneath. To remove the Tegaderm, slowly peel off the used dressing, then blot away any excess fluid or blood by patting the area gently with clean gauze or a clean towel. If you're using an antibiotic ointment, then reapply that before putting on the new dressing. Number six, if needed, add padding over the dressing. If you need additional cushioning to protect an area on your forearm, your elbow, or your shin from being bumped, you can add padding over the dressing for protection. Number seven, seek medical attention if needed. Please call your doctor if you notice pus or excessive fluid collecting under the wound dressing or if the area becomes painful. If your wound doesn't improve despite these steps or you suspect that it's deeper than just skin peeled off, definitely call your doctor and get seen. You may need stitches or an oral antibiotic. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.